VWA, W4NGU.
VU, KN4, VWA.
Good morning, sunshine.
I'm sorry, on this Highway 9. I stay away from them. Here's a guy with got one pulled over. They must change shifts at 8:30. Because, man, they meet me all day long in the morning at about 10 after 8.
Eye out for you, Hot Rod.
Didn't.
I got to go down and see my internist this morning. They had, you know, they turned me loose off of my blood thinner, that Eliquis, and I've been feeling good. How come I got so much energy? And they did that the first week of January, and I think he just wants to check up on me and make sure that I'm doing okay off the blood thinner. So, you know, they're just doing a checkup. That is unless they've got that psychiatrist in there, too, so you never know.
They love to check up on you. They need to. Well, we got a little luncheon today. We had a guy, a friend of mine, gave $600K for a $1.2 million hospitality suite right behind home plate. Nice little building we built for him and put his name on it. And so his family and couple of his close friends, we're going to have a nice little tiny luncheon in the thing today and just let him have fun being in it without a crowd. And we're going to have a formal dedication on the 29th and have a bunch of people in there. But I just thought the man deserved a lunch for $600K. When you get near there, that'll be good. You know, I got a 15 element 2 meter beam, and I'm getting a hankering to take it up on the mountain and be the DX. Everybody wanting to call me, I think that would be fun. 15 element, that thing will talk, I guess. I've never had it on the air. HF is going to be better, of course, but it's not going to be night and day, especially from a good base setup. But where it really shines is VHF and UHF.
Talking about Simplex 2 meter at 50 watt.
Correct.
Well, I remember one of the guys giving a talk about that. If I'm not mistaken, and they had hit down into Florida and all over with it.
Beer club guys used to go on the contest on the weekend. That would be fun. And one of them talked up, I forget where he said, in North Carolina, on 1,296 megacycles.
Okay. Well, it's not that big a thing to engineer. All we got to do is just do it. And that little aluminum would be the very thing to do it with.
I was listening over the weekend several times. There was a big CW contest on 40 meters, and you couldn't hardly find an empty place to transmit. And the bands are open more than we know if guys would just get on.
Tell you what, on 80 meter, there's a couple spots on 80 meters in the morning where this one guy kind of holds his holds court with a bunch of people, and I mean, he talks politics like you wouldn't believe, conspiracy theories and everything else in the book.
But that's fun. I don't hear much on 80. Of course, this vertical, I don't even have a loading coil for 80, so I'm sure it really attenuates signals. I don't hear a whole lot on 40 sideband.
Been on 40. Now, I tell you where the action is on 20 in the mornings.
And I heard a lot of CW on 20 lately, too. I just got to get my antenna tuned, because if it's mistuned, it won't even receive properly.
Yep. Well, I mean, and that right there in itself is nothing more than a, give me a call, let me know.
Well, we got to figure out some Saturdays for us to take care of some of our checklist. I'm probably out the 29th, because that's going to be another one of these luncheons and then a ball game, watching the ball game for the afternoon. So, and it will be way too rushed in the morning to get it done. So the 29th is out for me, and I think you got somebody coming this weekend, don't you?
No, I'm supposed to go down to Atlanta Speedway and watch my brother do the NASCAR experience down there. He's going to drive one of the cars. But my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law, said that if we wanted to keep the baby this weekend, that we could keep her. And Scott is running a close second right now, so I may stay home. I tell you, that's going to be tough. I hate to miss that with my brother, but doggone, I love having that baby coming over.
That's either way.
Well, I could get away for a couple of hours around noontime or something like that, maybe 1 o'clock. But, matter of fact, if they bring her over Saturday at about noon, I'd have Saturday morning free. I just got to find out the schedule.
Your schedule, I don't think weather's going to be a factor. I think it's going to be sunny again Friday and Saturday.
But what about all the snow? We're supposed to get snow elbow deep.
Sweet. If I got tomorrow off, because I got scared of the snow. And there's usually a lot more in Tigerville than down here in Spartanburg. And I'm sure you get a bunch of it, too. Well, some of it, you know. But they get worried about somebody getting killed en route to class or something, and they'll cancel them.
How about that? Well, I tell you what, they're saying the usual 1 inch north of 85 and the possibility of more as you get closer to the mountains.
Yeah, I spent almost all day Saturday cutting on a tree and all kind of brush and stuff to keep it from falling on AT&T's fence and crushing it. I had a Bradford pear that had already broken off and fallen on it, and didn't do any damage, but I didn't want to get a big bill from them, so I got that thing cut way back. But I don't have a chainsaw. What is it I've got? The thing with just the reciprocating blade out. What do you call that thing?
I'd have to see it to see what you're talking about. But if you need a chainsaw, I got an electric. I got two electrics, and I got, I've got either two or three gas chainsaws. So a chainsaw ain't no problem, bud.
We might do something like that. I've never used a chainsaw. I'd hate to get messed up with it. Might look at your electrics or something. I don't know.
harder starts than the other.
Plenty of power.
Yep, sure does. I think it's like a... I think it's the equivalent of about a 2 or 3 horsepower.
What year these Bradford pears got put in my yard, I just about got all of them gone. I used to have them across the front of the house, and they would break all the time in the ice. And I'd have to get out there and clean that mess up.
Well, Bradford pears are known for breaking off like that. Mom and Dad had some, and they were always cleaning up around them. Major branches would break out of them and that kind of thing. But they sure are pretty, though, aren't they?
Well, and they grow fast. In one of the subdivisions I did in Greer, I put them in and left those people with a mess for years later. But they grow fast, and they look good, and now they don't smell good. But I wanted some trees there and didn't want to have to spend a fortune, so I loaded up the street both sides with Bradford pears.
Hey, 4BWA. Hey, let me ask you something on a different subject here while we're talking. I'm going up to Wireman, and I got to get a switch. And they've got an MFJ switch that has the lightning protection built into it. Now, I hadn't heard of that. Have you ever heard of that one? And is it any good?
I don't know. I've heard of it. And you might Google it and see some reviews. Was it maybe QST, the latest one, or CQ or something I was just reading yesterday, that a lot of those switches don't, they can produce RF in the shack and stuff. They're not shielded real good. So you need to buy a good coax switch when you buy one. And I don't know if the Wireman sells a good one or not.
Well, what they sell is the MFJ.
Be good or cheap, I just don't know in that particular item.
Well, no, that's true. I'm going to have to text Bob in D.C. Of course, he's going to come back and say you need to use those $250 fuse link feed line connection.
I took a picture of his, so I know the brand name. Seemed like it was Alpha something, but I know they're good quality, and you can get them at DX Engineering.
Quite expensive, and they're one-shot deals. I mean, once they are not resettable. So, you know, that gets pretty expensive when you start talking about 4 and 5 antennas.
What do you mean by resettable?
Well, like a circuit breaker. You know, you can reset a circuit breaker. These things are more like a fuse link. And when they get hit, they're done. You replace them. And they're expensive, baby.
I didn't think Bob had anything like that in the switches that I saw at his operating position. He may have had something out in his switch box.
Well, out in his cable box, out there on that post, when he opened up that post, and that's where his feed lines came into for distribution, that's where he had those fuse links in there.
Oh, yeah, I think those things are about $80 a piece. But I'd rather spend that than buy a new 991, because it would probably be toast if it got a good hit.
Yeah, you're right. But you know, even after all of that, Phil, you can have lightning come in through the ground leg, fry everything.
Yeah, a member of the club had his house burned down by lightning. I just, and especially when I get these towers up, man, I'm going to do all the proper grounding, but then I'm going to completely disconnect it.
You say completely disconnect it? What are you talking about?
I would physically disconnect it outside the house. I don't mean take it off the back of the radio. I mean take it off, disconnect it outside and hook it to a direct ground.
That's your tower.
It's coming in the house and all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, if this MFJ switch has got that lightning protection in it, then, you know, I don't see how the coax could be a problem after it enters the house. Because, I mean, you know, if it gets popped, there's nothing left there.
I'm going to look at, I know Jimmy ordered one of those books on grounding. I want to look at it. Some of the ARRL stuff is just pencil drawings that they copied, and it's just very poor quality. I just throw up when I see some of their stuff. It looks like they could take a few more pictures, and if the price of the book has to go up a few dollars, it would just be a lot more easy to see and understand. But I want to look at that book, and I want to talk to Dave some more. He really had some good ideas, and between him and what his dad used to do, I believe he really knows it.
Monday?
No, Watson Day.
Yep. Okay. Hey, you know what? I could probably ask him about that MFJ switch system.
Probably no. But I want to fully endorse what he was telling us about the wide braid and all that stuff. I think the more you can do, the better off you are.
Yep. I wonder if he's listening this morning. W4. W4DJW. Are you out there?
Readable, but you got some snow on you. Are you on the walkie-talkie or something?
By Spartanburg Regional.
You must be facing the repeater trying to transmit through the cab.
See if you can get a hold of W4DJW. David Cole just called me on the cell phone here. I'm going to talk to him a second. I'll be on the side.
W4NG, you clear.
4DJW, KN4VWA, you still there? 4NGU, KN4VWA. You there, bud?
I am.
I'll get it straight in a minute. Oh, W4DJW didn't jump in there, did he?
No.
He's still looking at the inside of his eyelids. Oh, well. I may go on one of those sites and see if there's any discussion on those things. So, anyhow, well, I'll let you go, Phil. I got to get on in there to the doctor's office. My appointment is 8:30, and I got 7 minutes to get on into the building and get up there and let him look me over. So, I'll let you go, and I'll look at that site, but with the tilt that you were talking about. I'll look at that today, too, and I'll talk to you later. 73, W4NGU, KN4VWA. I'm here somewhere. Clear.
See you, W4NGU.